This is this
for
is,
a better lie.
For a better lie.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're welcome to For a Better Life with me, Javed Akbari. Well, in this episode, we are going to talk about the importance of patience in the light of some traditions. Of course, patience is one of the most noble qualities that every individual should have and should try to have. There are people who are patient, there are people who are impatient, but what does the prophetic tradition or the traditions that we have received from the infallible imams say about being patient? According to a few traditions selected from a collection of traditions describing the importance of patience in Islam and other divine religions, of course, it may be summarized that patience has been recommended by all the divine prophets and righteous leaders to their successors and followers. As I said in one of the previous episodes, the Islamic sources, especially the Quran, is replete with verses, and the Islamic literature is replete with sayings from the infallible imams and from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, about the importance of patience, about the importance of exercising patience. Let us consider some narrations that have been recorded in our Islamic sources. The first narration that deals with the importance of exercising patience is a narration from Abu Hamza Somali, one of the famous and sincere followers of the Prophet of the Ahlul Bayt and a principal member of the Shia movement. He quotes from his leader and teacher Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam as saying, "When the last moments of his life arrived, my father Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam held me close to his chest and said, 'My son, I recommend to you what my father Imam Hussein recommended to me at the last moments of his life. My son, stand for truth even if it is bitter.'" So, brothers and sisters, from this tradition narrated from Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam, we understand that we need to stand for truth even if it is bitter, even if it is very painful. But in order for the truth to be established, in order for the society to be guided in the right path, it is necessary for every individual to be patient.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor 'cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
If we look at the example of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam and his family, they suffered a lot. Especially on the day of Ashura, we know for sure that Imam Hussein gave his life in order to revive the tree of Islam, in order to protect the religion of his grandfather. Not only Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam gave his life, but he also sacrificed the lives of his children, the lives of his companions. And that was all aimed at establishing the truth. He stood for the truth at the cost of his life. And that is the pinnacle of patience. That is the summit of patience. Now, there are traditions, many other traditions. Of course, as I said, the Islamic literature is full of narrations about patience. Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam is the vicegerent and successor of his father Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam. And of course, Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam is the inheritor of the heavy burden of trust. He is responsible for the continuation of the struggle and the movement of his father, exactly in the same manner that Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam, Zain al-Abidin, was responsible for the continuation of the movement left by his father Imam Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam, the martyr and the chief of martyr of Karbala. Each personality from the household of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasalam was responsible for the continuation of the divine mission of his predecessor. And all of them collectively were upholders of the divine mission of the last Prophet of Allah, peace be upon him and his family. And all of them are created from a single source of energy, light. All of them are the seekers of one direction and one aim. He says, "My son, I recommend to you what my father recommended me at the last moment of his life." So we all know that how and where the last moments of the life of Imam Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam were spent. The history is very clear. He was in the midst of turmoil on the day of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram, and the year 61 Hijrah. So pains, torture, tragedy, and suffering dominated the bloody state of affairs in the plain of Karbala. The story of Karbala is one of a story that is really heart-rending, that's really painful, that's really difficult to even listen and to hear about. In spite of the fact that he was completely encircled by his bloodthirsty enemies, Imam Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam took advantage of a short opportunity to go back to his camp before starting his final attack. After having a brief meeting with the members of his household, who in their own ways were carriers of his mission, he held a short but sufficient, effective, and very important discussion with his vicegerent and successor Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn Zain al-Abidin. So these kinds of discussions in simple language may be called farewell meetings, but it must be understood that a pious leader like Imam Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam is far above sentimental passions. Whatever reports which remains regarding the other great pious leaders, imams for example, has reached us, certifies the same thing. They stood for their truth. They stood for the establishment of the truth, and they exercised patience, they exercised forbearance to establish the truth.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Brothers and sisters, Imam Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam knew at that sensitive moment that the heavy burden of the trust for which he had struggled for since the beginning of his leadership had also been endured by the founder of the revolution, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, the commander of faithful Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, and Imam Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam. And we know how much the Holy Prophet of Islam suffered when the Prophet, peace be upon him, first of all started his mission. He suffered all kinds of difficulties and hardships at the hand of the Quraysh leaders. And they tormented the Holy Prophet of Islam. They threatened him. They did whatever they could to make him avoid his propagation of Islam. But the Prophet, peace be upon him, had said to the Quraysh and his enemies that if God placed the sun in his right hand and the moon on the right and the left hand, he would not stop. He would not stop preaching his religion, the religion of Allah. And he would not give up preaching, inviting people to the right religion. So that was how the Prophet suffered at the hands of the Quraysh and his enemies. Of course, the stories are very long And I just wanted to give the example of the Prophet, peace be upon him, who suffered and who exercised patience. There are different accounts about the Prophet and his sufferings. And that's all for this episode. Brothers and sisters, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash he knows. Every thought I have and every word I share.